What's up, everybody? Welcome. I appreciate you, as always, for being here. You could have been anywhere else in the world right now. So, this is Tell It How It Is, No Filter, episode 225, rolling and going. How's everybody feeling? I do things ahead of time, so when I say things, it's like, does it go with the current time that you're watching this? Because clearly this is pre-recorded. Don't stress, I got you. Let's shout out, start off shouting out Let's Talk TV, IG, Brownie Baby and Shade Bars. I was a guest on there, by now you should have seen it. That was a good convo right there, and I intend to return. Once again, thanks for having me, y'all. You need to look this up. Let's Talk, L-E-T-S-T-A-W-K. Or, to simplify it for you, Brownie Baby on IG, B-R-O-W-N-I-E-B-A-B-I. It's in the timestamps, don't worry. But yeah, thanks for having me, y'all. That was dope. Let's do that again. Let me just get right in. All right, fellas, match energy with looks. Can't stress that enough. Let me take a breather on that. So what's been going on? Fellas, do we have a strategy? Do we really know our game plan? We work, we grind, we hustle. Do we have the right partner? Are we searching for the right partner? Are we just dating, just smashing? Whatever your life is, right? Take the time out and think about what I'm saying right here. Do you match energy with looks? Men are always adjusting to the situation, right? It's what we do. In life, in finances, we always fucking adjusting. But tell me this. It's for your happiness sake, mentally. We must get past this physical at some point. I get it. I talk countlessly. Maybe I'm even starting to sound repetitive. I don't even doubt or argue that. But you gotta get past the looks at some point. Yes, we want somebody beautiful. Yes, we want a looker. We want to be physically attractive, turned on, warm inside, and all that when it comes to our lady. I can't argue that. And that's all spectrum of men. The richest of the richest to the poorest of the poorest. I won't say them because you're supposed to be on your fucking purpose, not looking for your fucking soulmate. But anyway, what's the energy though? You see, women will complain about choosing a wrong partner, whatever negatives that happen in that interaction, to their homegirls, to social media. What we're better at is that we'll ignore the underhanded shit that we know don't rock. Most of us, not all of us, based on the looks. And it's sad because I think some of us has even gotten programmed to where we expect it. Like, okay, we actually interact with a beautiful woman, we already put disclaimers like, I expect this. So let me just gear myself up and deal with whatever behavior because I'm trying to score. Am I saying all men are like this? We've all been there though. If you're not currently like that, cool. But we all been like that. So the purpose of this message is not to aim for less attractive on purpose per se, but don't rule it out. I want energy to remain number one. You want peace, you want somebody with some similarities to you, and just like whatever your cup of tea is. And we have to get past a cup of tea being a baddie. I'm sorry. In the episode with me as the guest, they was talking masculine energy. How women have to level up, take care of the household sometimes. You might meet a woman who got to be the mom and the dad. You might meet a woman that got to pay all the bills. What is that energy going to be like? You got to be able to stomach that. At least it's not blindsided. You see that right away. So I won't really get at in a negative light the women who are masculine because they got to take care of shit because there's no man around or wasn't a man around. You kind of see that on site. I'm talking about the ones where you don't really know their story or they may not even have that as a story and still the energy don't match, you know? And homeboys gotta really like huddle like a football team because it's like some guys in the group, because guys get along for whatever reason, they have their history or whatever, but different guys got different perspectives of shit. And women can detect that. So you got the fellas that, let's say, I'm going to just pick a magic number. You six deep. Two of them is just trying to fuck. They don't care. Like, that's the goal for the night. Two kind of is selective based on their situation, meaning they probably got no business doing anything, right? So they got to be a little selective, a little bit conscious of what the situation is. Then you got two who none of that is their story, but they're feeling what I'm saying about the energy. So now when you're six deep and you go in a spot and you meet six women, right? Or the two who don't care, the two who just cold approaching and just want to score, they're going to be the most active, right? And it's like, now what happens if the rest of them don't match up? You know, they don't, the one that got to be a little conscious because they have no business doing what they're doing. Suppose they don't really get to whatever. You can interact just to interact, hold a conversation. And then the one who does what I want you to do to match the energy, suppose no female energy in there is feeling right. It's off. I mean, guys don't care. Like, we'll deal with it, but I kind of rambled on a little bit about this, but the point is, fellas, match energy. It's not always about looks. I know that sounds like a humbling statement for people who are on their purpose, masculine men, people who got their shit together, people who got their money in order, credit score, not people, men I'm talking, and you feel like you deserve, you know, if your credit score is 850, you knocked out all your debt, and you could get a brand new car right now, no harm, no foul, straight cash or whatever, or buy it out, you're not going to get what? What's wrong with a Honda Accord, the current year? No, you want an Audi, Benz, Bentley, whatever you want, because you felt you worked hard and you could do that. So I'm not going to tell you to limit yourself. I don't have a problem with whatever current year Honda Accord. Honda's a good cause to me. Or whatever your choice is, whether you say Camry, you know the models and the makes. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, it's not the same comparison though. Like, cars are not women. But it's the mindset, man. You want the energy. You want, no matter how much I'm twisting this up, throwing this there, whatever, energy, peace, similarities. Mainly peace. Mainly just like a humbling soul. That no matter what they've been through, they're not really carrying that baggage. Feel me? Like, they're able to see the world and judge things based on the current situation and their current interaction. It's not tainted. You know, a lot of people are privileged and feel like they shouldn't get dealt a certain way. The world is not like that. Everybody gets it. I don't care how fly you think you are, how much money you think you got, how much whatever. The world deals the hand. You have no say in it, no matter what your status is, to an extent where shit could go wrong and shit could hurt your feelings. You're not special. Stop thinking that. Life is what you make it. The work you put in is what you get out. I'm off of that because, damn, I stayed there long. 9 minutes already. If you took physical, this kind of piggybacks. If you took physical sex attraction out the equation, fellas, how many women would you actually think you like? So we all capping. You know, there's a song by Kanye, I mentioned it before, Jail. It has Jay-Z in it, and then he revamped it again, and it has DaBaby at the end. He said, I'll be honest, we all liars. I'll be honest, we all biased. Man, we cap all day long. how many women we interact with. Some things are for work. Some things are just social media. Y'all have, like, you know, you might do music. They might do music. Whatever the fucking things that bring people together to network or whatever. I don't want to minus it or shit on it. What I'm saying is, fellas, only we really know this part right here. How many women do we give energy to? It don't have to be physical. It don't got to be, you ain't support. I'm not trying to jam nobody up. I'm talking about just period. Just think about all the women you interact with, whether work, whether social media, whether the gym, anywhere. Think about why you're interacting with them. Honestly. Honestly. We all cap, bro. Do you feel there's more than one or two, honestly, especially the older you get, females that you should interact with that has any real meaning to it outside your partner? I ain't gonna get into all of that, you know, male friends, female friends. I'm just saying how many. I'm not going to be, like, biased here and say you don't, there's none. I'm saying how many, though. And whatever number that is of quality and purpose versus the total number is just way too fucking many. Fellas, we just interact. And I ain't saying y'all got each other's phone numbers and y'all talking every day. I'm just talking about period. Your energy is important and who you give it to. Find me that, guys. Tell me who you... How many women you interact with? I want you to comment, DM, I keep it to myself or whatever. Or maybe I'll just tell the total numbers in the next one. And tell me, what's the point? Yes, social creatures, social beings, interaction is you. You get along with people. I get along with everybody, you know what I mean? I'm attacking this, but I'm a social person, you know? I do music, I've done music for the last 20 years, so it's like, I always interacted and loved the stage. So I'm not afraid to, like, interact and talk in crowds and groups and approach people. And I don't care. I don't mind. That's just me. But I'm just saying, when you really think about it and take meaning to it, what purpose are you really doing it for, fellas? I'm going to leave you there with that because I don't want you to think I'm influencing that answer. I want you to just really take that for yourself. That's from me to you. All guys, ask yourself. All the women you interact with, why do you? And if you wasn't attracted to them, even if you don't really have intentions to line them up right then and there, and you're not coming for them, if you wasn't physically attracted to them, would you think you liked them at all? Would you want to even interact at all? Not to minus the lower hanging fruit that we could be cool with. And that's more genuine if you ask me. If I knew such and such since high school and we still rock and talk here and there and they're low, you know, they 6'7", that's more genuine if you ask me. And we so, I don't want to expose us. I'm going to say we would still score if we could though, even off that, right? That's why I said, take that sexual attraction out of it. And then that's why I also said match energy. Because you see how this comes full circle? The lower hanging fruit might match the energy though. So I can't even shit on them. And that's to you and your personal opinion. It's not like global. It's not like whoever I think is not that attractive that could still go out there and get treatment or judgment like they way more attractive than I give credit for. Feel me? So it's based per person. Money or women? Think I'm going to close out this part one with that because that's deep. So, fellas, hear this correctly. And I know this is not something you should be able to answer in 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It may take more than a day to answer this. Money or women? And let me break this down clear to you. All the money that you can obtain, millions, billions, whatever amount you need to feel like you're good. I'm leaving it unlimited. But if you go that route, no work. You ain't got to put no work in. Or women for sex. Women for sex. Where that's unlimited. It's a tough one, ain't it? So if you choose the money, you can no longer have sex with women. I should say sex, period. Because I don't want you to let's not enter that realm. Anyway, you can still interact with women. For everything and anything you think that they are helpful for without sex, what are you choosing? Money unlimited. No, because I really want you to dissect this. This is going to take eons because I still don't really have an answer. Money unlimited or sex women unlimited. But you can't do both. So now that means if you choose a woman and the sex unlimited, you know you're broke, right? Or got not the funds to really make it. You're getting like scraps. So I don't know if you're cool with living the rest of your life unlimited sex, but no financial freedom. You get whatever. Whatever you get now, I'm not going to shit on you all the way. Whatever you get now, I'm going to chop it in half. For my people who are not really well off, but they making it. You know, to check the check, motherfuckers. So whatever you get, chop that in half, and you can have all the sex all day with women. It's almost like you got them under a spell or some shit. They can't deny you. Or all the money, all the financial freedom in the world, but you can no longer have sex. I took too long breaking that down, but I really want you to break that down and choose a side. Choose a side, and I'll be back for part 2.